知情如旅。Listen and share.
The Sixth Floor.Upon feeling this hand, I froze and was terrified, not knowing what move I should make next, when the voice said, much more forcefully this time, "No, where are you going?" I turned around to face my chilly asylum just to find my flashlight beam shining through empty air. I confess, I gave myself over to primal instinct and threw my flashlightAware my horrified mind reasoned my unseen attacker should have rightly been, turned tail and ran like I've never run before. The cold hand on my shoulder didn't let up until I was onto the stairwell and halfway down to the fifth floor, which, believe me, didn't take long. Upon exiting the building, I teared around the corner to my parked patrol car and threw myself against the hood in exhaustion.About that time, my radio came alive with my partners desperately trying to reach me. "Lieutenant, Lieutenant, come in. Are you alright?" I was about to respond when I looked up at the sixth floor. To this day, I have no idea why. And in the window, at about the middle of the building, I saw the head and upper torso of a woman. She was looking straight at me. She had long black hair.And skin white as the snow that was falling all around me. And she smiled the most hideous and malevolent smile I have ever had the displeasure of being witness to. I never heard him come up, but Sergeant Tom Anderson looked over at me and said, "Who is that?" At that exact moment, the lights in the room switched off, taking the apparition with it,and shrouding the room in darkness.
我感到这只手的存在后，害怕的正在原地不敢动，不知道下一步该怎么办。那声音又问，不，你要去哪儿？这次声音变得比刚才更强硬。我转过身去看那个冷冰冰的攻击我的人，但除了自己手电筒的光，什么也没看到。我下意识地把手电筒扔向我觉得那个看不见的攻击者站的地方，然后转身开始撒腿狂跑。肩上那只冷冰冰的手，直到我在楼梯间快跑到四楼的时候才消失。当然，因为我跑得够快，这段时间并不长。我跑出大楼，跑过转角到我的巡逻车停的地方，然后精疲力竭地靠在引擎盖上。此时我的无线电响了起来，传来我同事急切地找我的声音，
中尉，中尉，速回话，你没事吧？
我回话之前抬头看了看六楼，至今我还没法解释自己当时为什么那么做。我透过六楼中间位置的窗户看到一个女人的头和上半身，她正直直地盯着我看，他又一头黑色的长发，皮肤很白，像当时正纷纷扬扬下的雪一样。他笑得极其邪恶可怕，那是我见过的最让人厌恶的笑容。军师汤姆·安德森不知何时走到我身边，他看着我问，那是谁？此时房里的灯已经灭了，房子一片漆黑，笼罩着一种诡异的气氛。
现在我们来逐句对照的听一次故事原文和译文。
Upon feeling this hand, I froze and was terrified, not knowing what move I should make next.
我感到这只手的存在后，害怕的正在原地不敢动，
不知道下一步该怎么办。When the voice said, much more forcefully this time, No, where are you going? 那声音又问，不，你要去哪儿？ I turned around to face my chilly assailant just to find my flashlight beam shining through empty air. 这次声音变得比刚才更强硬。我转过身去看那个冷冰冰的攻击我的人，但除了自己手电筒的光，什么也没看到。I confess, I gave myself over to primal instinct and threw my flashlight at where my horrified mind reasoned my unseen attacker should have rightly been. 我下意识地把手电筒扔向我觉得那个看不见的攻击者站的地方。Turned tail and ran like I've never run before.然后转身开始撒腿狂跑。The cold hand on my shoulder didn't let up until I was onto the stairwell and halfway down to the fifth floor, which believe me didn't take long. 肩上那只冷冰冰的手直到我在楼梯间快跑到四楼的时候才消失。当然因为我跑得够快，这个时间并不长。Upon exiting the building,I tear around the corner to my parked patrol car and threw myself against the hood in exhaustion. 我跑出大楼，跑过转角，到我的巡逻车停的地方，然后精疲力竭地靠在引擎盖上。About that time, my radio came alive with my partners desperately trying to reach me. Lieutenant, Lieutenant, come in. Are you alright? 此时，我的无线电响了起来。传来我同事急切地找我的声音，中尉，中尉，速回话，你没事吧？ I was about to respond when I looked up at the sixth floor. 我回话之前，抬头看了看六楼。To this day, I have no idea why. And in the window, at about the middle of the building, I saw the head and upper torso of a woman. 至今，我还没法解释自己当时为什么那么做。我透过六楼中间位置的窗户看到一个女人的头和上半身。She was looking straight at me. She had long black hair and skin white as the snow that was falling all around me. 她正直直地盯着我看，她又一头黑色的长发，皮肤很白，像当时正纷纷扬扬下的雪一样。And she smiled the most hideous and malevolent smile I have ever had.The displeasure of being witness to. 他笑得极其邪恶可怕，那是我见过的最让人厌恶的笑容。I never heard him come up, but Sergeant Tom Anderson looked over at me and said, Who is that? 军士汤姆·安德森不知何时走到我身边，他看着我问，那是谁？ At that exact moment, the lights in the room switched off, taking the apparition with it.And shrouding the room in darkness. 此时房里的灯熄灭了，房子一片漆黑，笼罩着一种诡异的气氛。讲解一下相关的语言点。Upon 意思是之后立即，是一个介词。所以后面需要接动词的 ing 形式。Upon arriving home, 刚到家就 Upon 在这里相当于 on。比如说 On entering the room, she saw him. 她一进这个房间便看到了他。Let up, 停止，相当于 stop。比如说雨停下来了， The rain let up。我们再来学习一个 let 的片语，比如说 let out。从字面上看是到了外面，是什么到外面去了呢？是秘密，这个词组的意思就是泄露秘密。比如说 Who let the news out? 是谁把这个消息透露出去的？ Be about to 这是英语当中一种表示将来的方法，但它所表示的将来指的是很近的将来，在未来几分钟内就要发生的动作。比如说 I am about to leave,我马上就要走了，言下之意可能就是几分钟内就要出发了。这和我们熟悉的 be going to, will 是不同的。Be about to 常常和 when 连用，意思是正打算做。
就在这时，比如说 I'm about to leave when he calls me， 我正打算离开，就在这时他打电话给我了。 Come up， 靠近，走过来，比如说 She came up and said glad to meet you， 她走过来说很高兴见到你。这个片语还可以表示出现显示，比如说 The question never came up， 从不曾发生过这个问题。
好了，故事今天就先讲到这儿，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语要锲而不舍。